Welcome to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revetzin Batren Grossman, a marriage coach for women in business. And my mission is to bring God's presence into your life, into your marriage, and into your business. Let's get started. And we are live. Welcome, everyone, to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revetzin Batren Grossman. I'm a marriage coach for women in business. And today we are talking about communication and God. And with me today is none other than my father. And I'm so excited about this conversation. So Rabbi Chanoch Gez, go ahead, introduce yourself and tell us all about you.
Shalom, everybody. I'm Rabbi Gez, Chanoch Gez. I'm the father of this nice lady, Naomi. I'm amazed how she really believed in Hashem Yitbarach. And she always said that it comes from home. I hope that we did something good to this issue, and we are very happy that she influenced many other people to believe in real, in God. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Yeah. You know, I can begin with a nice story that someone that was like in his 35, 40, so the Chafetz Chaim came to him and said, no, why are you not married? So he says, everybody try to make me shidduch, but they don't give me more than 3 years. I want 5 years that they will take care of me for the first 5 years of Yisuim. You know, in Europe, it was normal that if someone, a balabait, wanted to have a good talmid chacham, so, you know, he promised a few years in advance that he will take care of the boy and the family. So Chafetz Chaim asked him, so what do you want? He said, I want at least 5 years. So the Chafetz Chaim said, who said that you will live more than 3 years? So he said, what, Rabbi, you curse me? No, Rabbi said, no, I don't curse you. But the question, who said that you will live more? He said, Rabbi, I believe that I will live until I'm 20. He said, very good, okay. So he said, so why are you worried about this? He said, no, you know, maybe after I will have kids, and maybe after someone has to pay for this. So he said, who said that you will have kids? So he said, I believe that God will give me kids. So Chafetz Chaim told him, you believe so much in God, and you have a problem about this 2 years gap? You have to understand that Hashem is provided. He provides everything to everyone according to what he thinks that this is the right things. So if someone give you a good shidduch for 3 years, I don't understand where are you going with this. Who, you believe in God in everything, just in this you don't believe? This is very bad. You have to believe in God absolutely, without any doubt, for all the things and for all the time.
Yes.
So I think it's a good story just to begin about emunah b'Hashem, about faith in God. And you know, I will tell you another story about Chacham Sasi. Chacham Sasi was living in Herzliya. He was a big tzaddik, and someone came to get the bracha from him. So he said, Rabbi, I really need your help because I don't have this and this and that. So the rabbi told him, Chacham Sasi told him, one moment, let me understand something. You believe in God? He say, yes, I believe in God. Do you believe that God give you all what you need? He say, yeah, I believe that God give me all what I need. So he say, why you come to me? Go to God. Well, if you want to talk to God, you want to ask something from Hashem, why you have to come to tzaddik? Why do you have to come to rabbi? Go, talk to God. And I just heard last week that in the old time, you know, if in the Europe, you know, for example, if someone have a problem, you know, his horse was sick. They went to shul, they went to the synagogue, they opened the ark, and they say, God, our horse, he's like sick. You have to help us. We if not, you know, how we will have panose, how we'll have sustenance. And that's exactly the message. The message is, you believe in God, so talk to God, and God will provide whatever you need. You have to believe absolutely in God. You don't just talk about it. You just tell to the title, you know, I believe in God. No, you believe in God. Talk to him. Talk to him and make sure that you do the best. The Hashem Yitbarach will pay attention to your bakashot and your tefillot.
Yeah. Let's just say that in English, your prayers and your requests, so that people who are listening can put together the sentence now.
Yes. Okay. So, okay.
So, 1 second. So now let's get practical. How do you talk to God?
Exactly as I talk to you. you talk to me, I talk to you, you have to feel Pshiviti Hashem Lenigdi Tamid. You have to understand that God is here around you. It's not just a song. God is here, God is there, God is everywhere. God is here. So just talk to him. You don't have even to open the ark for this. You just talk to God. You know, Hashem Yitbarach is here. Hashem Yitbarach hears us. Whatever we do now, Hashem Yitbarach is here and he knows what we're doing. We do things Hashem Shamayim. Hashem Yitbarach will pay attention for us. We ask to Hashem Yitbarach whatever you need, and we have to talk to Hashem. As Rabbi Nachman says, Rabbi Nachman Mouman says, you have to talk to God like he's in front of you, like a friend. And you talk to him, you just talk to him, because that's how you talk to God. You know, the problem is that we get so far away from Hashem Yitbarach, from God, that we think that he is somewhere there, you know, in abstract. But no, he's here around me. I believe that he's here. God, you hear me now? Probably you give us power to talk. In the morning I say, Baruch Hashem Pokeach Ivrim, Mechim Mitzad Igaver. I really mean for everything, Matir Asurim. I believe that Hashem Yitbarach does exactly what I bless him for this. Hashem gave me the power to open my eyes today. Hashem opened my mouth. And whatever I say now, I believe that Hashem also gave me to say. And, you know, in the Yud Gimel Ikarim, in the 13 main things of Judaism, according to Rambam, one of them is Yodea Machshavot Bene Adam. So I have a friend that said, I don't know why I talk to God. If he knows what I think, I can just think about it. I don't even have to open my mouth. I just talk to him in my mind. I say, God, you know what I need. You know what you can provide me, and I really maybe need it now. I have a problem with my kid. I have something that I need to finish in my business. I have to do. I have to believe. I believe. It's not I have to believe. I believe that if Hashem know machshavot b'nei Adam, this is one of the, this is the number 7, I think, from the Karim, from the machshavot main.
Machshavot b'nei Adam is he knows the thoughts of people.
Exactly. Hashem knows even the thought of the people. He doesn't need that you will verbalize it. But we still, for us, we need to verbalize it, because this is what make it like a prayer. We have to move our lips and we have to do chituch. We have to cut our words like this. Hashem Yitbarach will see that we're serious. And when we're talking to him, we really want to emphasize our belief that he is behind everything. And we have a phrase, the 10 od milvadot, that Hashem Yitbarach is the only one who provides everything and is here. So if it's so, we actually, this is the end of the conversation. I mean, I don't close the camera now, but this is the end of the conversation. If you believe that Hashem here, Hashem hear you, Hashem here with E-E-R, and Hashem is hearing you, like hearing you, yeah? Okay, so it's here and here.
Exactly,
it's here and hear you. So if it's so, and you don't, you know how I think, so this is good beginning. Now, the rest is just to continue to live with emunah, with faith. The Hashem Yitbarach, hear and hear me, and whatever I need, he provide me. Even if I don't need it, he provide me. You know, sometimes some people don't really need to wake up in the morning today because they don't have something important to do, but still they wake up because Hashem woke them up and he said, maybe you have to do something else, that maybe I didn't send you to this olam, to this world just to lay on your bed. You probably, if I send you, you have a mission. You have a mission, so wake up, do it.
Yeah, so wake up and do it. How do we know our mission?
Oh, this is the secret. This is the secret that nobody can answer. Some tzaddikim know to tell you, you have to understand your mission is to help other people, or your mission is to sit and learn, and everyone have to find out. Until you find out, you die. I mean, it's like when you find out what is your real mission, so you know that you are in the, you're going to do it, and when you finish, have a nice day, goodbye. Because if you know what is the mission, and that's the reason, by the way, that we do Olam Chesed Ibaneh. When you do chesed, so you make people to rely on you. So in the moment that you think that you believe that your mission is to help other people, and you do so when you help other people, and you do so, it's part of your mission. You cannot miss it. You cannot miss the opportunity to do it. So Hashem will give you all the power, all the force to do chesed with other people. And that's what we say, olam chesed ibaneh.
Okay, so chesed is good deeds, and the world is built on good deeds because we are dependent on each other. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, if you are the provider of the chesed, so it means that you are a kli, you are a vessel by Hashem Yitbarach to help other person. So Hashem Yitbarach need you in this world, and he will continue to need you if you continue to do chesed. If you don't do chesed, so maybe you finish your mission. That's another message.
The takeaway from today is be useful, people. Be useful.
Yeah, definitely. You have to do chesed. It can be called useful. It can be a helper. And it can be someone with significant importance to other people. That, you know, everybody is important to other people. One is like because he's provider substance, and one is because he provided psychologically. And many, 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 many missions you have. You see here now in the world, so many people find that they have to do something else above of what they used to do before, and they try to come and provide it to other people. And, you know, nobody asked them this. They just understand that it's come from inside, that you want to feel that you do something because you are a messenger from Hashem Yitbarach to help other people.
Okay.
So I hope it's clear.
Yes. So we're messengers. We're here in order to serve. We are vessels, and we are living this world in order to be of service to God. God is using us in order to run the world, basically, right?
Right. That's the reason Hashem creates the human being, because he doesn't want to make the world completed. He wants that the human being will help, because like this human being has significant part in this world. If Hashem will give us all all what we need before even having the conversation, so this is will be the end of the world, because Hashem doesn't want it to be continue and to be better. So the point is, Hashem create the basic, and you have to continue and to help to continue to create the world. That's what we say in Tehilim Chet, I think. Chet? Ma enosh ki tizkerenu, ben adam ki tifkedenu, v'techaseu ma'at me'elokim. Because it's like in Hebrew, so I will try to explain it. Ma enosh ki tizkerenu, ben adam ki tifkedenu. After all, what is a human being? Nothing. What is a human being? A human being is no more than, let's say, 70, 80, 90 years living, doing things in this world. But who is he? Nothing. But v'techaseu ma'at me'elokim, because Hashem wants us to do something that he, in a special way, he didn't do it in this world, because he keep it like missing, because he wanted these small things that still we have to do in the world, we have to do it. And this is give us significant job in this world. And that's the reason that we have to, we have to believe that Hashem give us the power to change the world, to do it better. Unfortunately, people take what we have, what Hashem provides us, and he doesn't always use it for good, but the idea is like to use it for good.
Yeah, so this is basically the idea of co-creation, where God put you here and left you something to do so that you can create with him and perfect it together, you know, basically to line up.
Exactly. And you have to believe that whatever you can do, other people cannot do. Meaning that if the same way that the faces of a human being is different from different other people, the same way is also the mission. Everyone has a mission in this world, and this mission has to come out from him, and he is the only one who can provide it. Other people cannot provide the same level. We know that in Rebbeim is like very interesting. You know, some Rebbe says my shtick is like is like, you know, to help people in chesed. Some people say that my shtick is like to help other people to learn Torah. So everyone tried to find out what is his purpose in this world. But the point is that you have to understand that if you are not here, so the world is missing something. That's the reason, by the way, that in the end of the life, after we bury the person, we say, "Itgadal v'itchadash Shem Era." Why? Because when a person is alive, he's doing something that Hashem wants him to do. He's here present in this world because he has a mission. In the moment that someone just passed away and died, in this moment, we don't have this face in this world, meaning it's like we don't have this someone who had the mission, and therefore we pray to Hashem that Hashem will provide us whatever he missed, whatever we miss now because we don't have this face or this person in different way. And that's what we say, itgadal v'itchadash Shem Era ba, meaning it's like God will be higher in different way, by different faces, by different generation, by different other people, that maybe he will give them the same purpose that this unfortunately ruach u'mechaper avon.
This is so beautiful. So in the business world, this is called your USP, your unique selling proposition. You have to find what it is that you bring to the table and no one else can do. And it's going to help you sell exactly what it is that you do because no one else can do it like you. One of the things that happened to me is, you know, there's so many coaches out there. Who needs me? Like, why do I matter if everyone else is doing the same thing? And what makes you realize that you actually have a specific job with a specific unique selling proposition is no one else can do it the way you do it. No one else can say it the way you say it. So this is very, very powerful. Thank you.
Exactly. This is exactly what I say now, that you have unique in your personality, you are unique in your ability, and you have to understand that it's not your power, it's power from Hashem. Hashem, when he put you in this world, he put you with the mission and also with the power to do it. Meaning it's like nobody give a mission to someone that is not capable to do it. So Hashem give us eyes, Hashem give us ears, Hashem give us hands, Hashem give us life to do certain things. And we have to use it in the right way.
I love that. And, you know, I just heard recently in a class I was in, she said, we look around and we say, but I'm missing this or I don't have that. How can I do my mission? And she says, it's like saying, I sit in front of the computer all day doing my job as a tech person, and I don't have the car that I need in order to travel. Why would you need a car? But the guy who needs to go places and sell and, you know, travel for his work, car comes as part of the job because he needs it, right? So every person is going to get the tools he needs in order to do the work he needs to do. Can you imagine if the dentist opened up his tool case, his toolbox, whatever it is, and suddenly saw IT stuff, you know, like there's a computer, a phone, and some mouse and whatever. He's like, what am I doing this isn't what I need, right? So every person gets the tools he needs in order to do the job he is here to do, which is really powerful and helps us with that comparison problem, because a lot of times we think it needs to be like everyone else, or we need whatever they have in order to be the person we need to be, and that's not true.
Right. This is remind me a Hasidic story that the Magi Midubna say. Magi Midubna was living in about 200 years ago, and he said that someone had to take a horse with the agala, you know, with the chariot, to the dancing. Dancing was the market. So he took him for 3 days, and he told him, "You will be with me with the chariot all the time. You carry my stuff and everything." So suddenly the guy, the driver, stop in his house, and he put a big pot of food in the chariot. The owner told him, "What are you doing?" He said, "I bring him my food." He said, "No, you don't get it. I see it. If you are working for me, I provide you all whatever you need. You will sleep in the same hotel that I sleep. You will eat the same food that I eat, because I have to provide you whatever you need to do what I need to, what I need you to do. And this is exactly the message from Hashem Yitbarach. If Hashem Yitbarach give you tools that you don't use it, it's very sad. If Hashem Yitbarach give you a mission without tools, it's not even exist, because Hashem knows God. When I say Hashem, Hashem is God. When God give you a mission, He send you to this world with all the box of tools that you need. If you need to talk to people, so your way talking is like, that was with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, how can I talk to the people if I'm Kvad Peh or Kvad Lashon, if I don't have this ability? Hashem told him, what are you talking about? Mi sam peh Lashon le'adam. Who give a person a way to talk? Don't you think it's like me? So whatever you need, you will have. And we see that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah with all his defect of talking, and it was in purpose, because Hashem want him to talk 100% pure Torah and not other things. So, you know, that's a message. The message that you do what Hashem tell you to do. Hashem provide you all what you need to do it. And good luck. Good luck with your life. And if you need something, just talk to him.
Yes, so this brings us to, you know, a lot of people know how to talk. They know how to ask. We've been trained to turn to God and say, help. But we don't have a clue about how to listen. We were never taught how to listen to the answers, how to find what God actually wants. So how do you do that?
Okay, that's very interesting. Yeah, now you ask the other side of the cube. Because until now we talk how we talk to God. Now how we listen. Very interesting question, because we don't hear what Hashem tells us. That's what we think. But it's not true. It's not true at all. First, Chazal saying that bat kol, in the old time it was bat kol, and we had the Nevi'im, that they used to come and say to the people whatever Hashem say. Today we don't have either Nevi'im and either bat kol. Bat kol is like a voice from God that tell you what to do. And if someone will come today and say, Hashem told me in my voice, I heard Hashem, so they will put him in a institute. So it's not about this. But we can use different tool. In different tool, Chazal is saying, bad call is not exist today, we don't hear it. But if you get good advice from someone that maybe will talk to you, so pay attention. Because maybe Hashem sent him to you to tell you, hey, that's what you have to do. Now, don't hear to the bad advices, but the voice that we say, bad call, the voice sometimes come with your friend. Your friend talk to you, your father tell you something, your mother tell you something, sometimes your kids tell you something. Look what happened with Amram. Yocheved told him, Abba, you have to go back to Ima. Because if not, you know, you are worse than Paro. This is existing in Masachat Sota, Bedaf Chet, I think, Dalet or Chet. Anyway, she say, you have to go back to your wife. And that's what he did. He didn't say, hey, you are a baby, who talk to you? Why you are putting yourself in this situation? Amram was above of this, because Amram says, one moment, if a little girl says something like this, maybe I have to hear. And that's what it's written, that ve'elech ish mi'bet levi, ve'ikach isha bat levi. So he understood the message from Hashem come from other people around you, and you have to pay attention. It's not something that, you know, just I heard something. You have to understand that the message from Hashem Barach come in different way. But Hashem definitely answer your question. For example, if you ask to be rich, and Hashem doesn't make you rich this year, so probably the answer was no for this year. Maybe you continue to ask, and maybe for the next year you will be rich, or maybe you will be whatever you ask. If you want to be smart, or if you want to be Talmid Chacham, whatever you want, you talk to Hashem. The answer is sometimes no. The answer is sometimes not yet. The answer is sometimes okay, I give it to you. And the next day, suddenly, everything is okay.
Right. So this is fascinating. I always say that there's only three answers that God gives. There is yes, not now, and I have something better for you. There's never no, because we have to realize that if God said no, if he closed the door and said, nah, this is not the right door, it's not because it's a no, but it's because there is something better. There's something that God knows that we don't know. So this is what I really like.
We also ask in the tefillah, of Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, we say, Male mishalot libenu letova. Because sometimes you ask something and it's not for good. It's not for your own good. We see that many people that sometimes they win something or they gain something, and after they use it for the wrong way, or they lose it and then they become even more poor than what they were before. So if you are not, for example, if you are not able to do it, so Hashem doesn't want to give it to you. This is a big issue, I think, that we have to understand that we talk to God, we ask Hashem, we also have a lot of answer, and we have to pay attention. What is the answer?
Yes. So let me just put it together in English for people who were following and were trying really hard. A bat kol is a voice coming from God, you know, a voice from above. And the prophets were the ones who were able to catch that. And there was actually a school for prophets. To become a prophet, you had to learn to raise your level of attentiveness to be able to catch these frequencies, right? So it wasn't like, you know, yes, there were the people who just happened to be prophets naturally, but for the most part, people really trained themselves to meditate and listen to music and get to a place where their mind and their consciousness were at a level where they can receive these messages. Nowadays, we don't have that. And so the way that you receive messages could be through people, through messengers, right? The message comes with a messenger. And sometimes it comes from the weirdest places. I hear a lot of women tell me, my husband said this, that, the other, and they think it's a negative thing. And I say, wait, can we just listen to what he's saying for a minute? Because maybe it's what you need to hear, right?
Good.
Maybe that's the exact answer that you needed to hear right now. And you just didn't want to hear it from him because it didn't feel right, you know? But a lot of times you can learn a lot from children. Today, the prophecy comes through children and through people who are unwell mentally. Is that accurate? You know, because if they say it, we can just laugh it off and not take it seriously, or we have the power to choose to listen and be attentive. So, you know, be really listening out for the answers through the messengers. And the other way, which is the way that I teach, is to listen through reality. You know, if you knock on the door and the door opens, that was the answer, because God will only do what is the right thing right now. He won't make things he doesn't want.
Yeah, but again, before everything, before we try to even ask Hashem, first we have to understand that Hashem Yibarach, God, provide us all what we need. We have to understand that we are lucky that Hashem is with us and he provides us whatever you need. You don't miss anything. If you go around and you look around you, you don't miss anything. For example, exactly in the day that you were born, your mother became a mother and she will take care of you. Even if you didn't ask anything, you are a baby, you didn't say anything, you didn't even say Ima yet. And what happened? Hashem take care of you by this messenger that called mother or father. And this is exactly the message. The message of Kabel et Avicha ve'et Imecha is in the right side of the Luchot HaBrit of the Torah, because we have to understand that parents taking care of the baby as a messenger from Hashem Yitbarach, Shlosha Shutafim Lo La'adam, we have three partners in a human being, and this is exactly the message. The message is, as in the moment that you come to world, God take care that someone will take care of you. And this is a big message, because if then he took care of all my need, so why are we now, when you are in 16, 70, and 80, what will be your substance? Believe that Hashem Yitbarach will provide it to you. Hashem Yitbarach loves you. Hashem Yitbarach loves all of Israel, Baruch Hashem, and he will provide you whatever you need. And this is a huge emunah that's supposed to be simple. As we begin with the story, if you believe that Hashem Yitbarach will give you life and kids and everything, so why you don't believe that Hashem Yitbarach can give you also substance and all what you need. It can come from different places, but you just have to understand that Hashem first provide all what you need. You want to ask above of this? Excellent. So ask. Talk to him. Yodei Hashem achshavot b'nei adam. Also, even without talking, Hashem knows what you need. Hashem knows what you need. And if you didn't get it yet, as you say, yeah, you didn't get it yet, but you will. You will, if it's really good for you.
Hey, before we continue the episode, I want to ask you something. Are you ready to get answers from God directly? Feel more in love with your husband and more supported than ever? Run the business of your dreams without having to sacrifice any other part of your life? That is exactly what my one-on-one private coaching is for, and I want to invite you, just you and me, for a free deep dive discovery call. This is a 60-minute free call where I ask you lots of questions and we extract the three main things that are holding you back. I then put together a personalized plan for you where I create a roadmap of recommendations with practical steps. The call is free and so valuable in itself, so go book yours today. Now, back to the show.
So here's the question. If God is already providing everything that you need, then why do we even have to bother asking?
And actually asking, it's ishtadlut. Ishtadlut, it means that I think that I miss it, but it's not meaning that I miss it. Maybe I don't miss it, but I think that I miss it. So I ask Hashem Yitbarach to give it to me. Yeah, it can be that I'm not missing it at all. It's just feeling, or someone, or maybe I look at my friend or I look at my neighbor and I think, oh, he has a new car. Maybe I want also a new car. But Hashem doesn't want me to have a new car, because if he want me to have a new car, so I will have a new car. I will just decide to buy a new car. And this will be my value that I want it. The problem is that we want sometimes that not something that we really want. And we ask Hashem Yitbarach things that it's not good for us. That's what we said before.
So this brings us back to the beginning of the conversation. And this is getting interesting, people. We said that God leaves a little bit of lack in order for us to fill it and be co-creators and do our mission in the world. And when we live our life, we feel lack. And that lack is not necessarily a reflection that God hasn't given us what we need. It's the lack that is supposed to motivate us to turn to God and have a conversation with him. The connection is going to be stronger when you feel a lack and turn to God, right? Because that's what the lack is coming to do. So what you're saying is the lack isn't here to show you God is missing or there's something wrong with the calculation or God isn't doing his job properly. That's not what it's here to do. What it's here to do is to show you that you have to put in the effort, that you have to become the vessel to receive the thing that you're lacking. So the lack is here to push us into that lack that we were talking about before. There's a lack so that you can become what you're meant to become here in this world. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I just want to add something that, you know, sometimes kids say, I want this or I need this. And the answer is, whatever you need, you have. The question is, if you want more, you can ask. But whatever you need, you have. Hashem Yitbarach provided to you. Whatever you need, you have already. Already, it means that already you have whatever you need. You have mother, you have father, they take care of you. You have food, you have whatever you need. Whatever you need, you have. But whatever you want, so continue to pray.
Okay, so let's talk about a person who has everything they need. You know, they have whatever, and, you know, like you're saying, if you need it, you have it. So if you don't have it, it must mean that you don't need it.
But right? You still want it. You still want it, right?
Yes, of course you want it, because...
Okay, so pray for it. Pray for it.
Okay, so if there's things
you know,
want...
Nachman says...
Yeah?
No, okay, Nachman says...
Yeah?
that if you didn't get it from Hashem Yitbarach, it's because you didn't ask enough. So definitely you can continue to pray. It doesn't mean that you will get it, but definitely you didn't pray enough for this.
Right. So I'm having a little bit of a hard time here. And the hard time is coming from, is it okay to want? And why do we have wants if everything we have we need, and everything we need we have? So what are the wants coming?
Okay, I will answer this. I like the question because this is exactly the point. The point is Hashem create a will because Hashem wants to make this world better. So we have a will. It doesn't mean that I need it. It means that I want it. I want it sometime. I want it. And Hashem actually give us the thought to want it because Hashem wants us that we will want something to make the world better. If you do it for someone else, so it will be even chesed, it will be a lot higher level. But still, even if you want it for yourself, this will that you have to, or this desire that you want more, it means that you are in a level that you willing to give something to have it. And it means, for example, let's say someone wants to work in computer. So if he wants, and this is his willing, so he will go and learn this. And after, when he will learn it and he knows how to solve problem in computer, so he will know how to do it, and even it can be a good parnose, good acceptance. But if he does it for someone else, so it will be also chesed. You understand? Meaning it's like the willing is good because you want the world to be better. If you know something and you are able to have it and to do it even more to other people and to make the world better, so this is a good purpose.
Okay, so the will is coming from God, and it's here to allow us to go above and beyond and want something that is more than the default or the basics. So I'm thinking of King David, who everything was fine, things were default, but he wanted God to have a home, and this was his idea. And the prophet came and said, bingo, you got it. You're the first one who thought about this. You get the credit. So I think when we are willing to want something that, you know, that we want, we're willing to declare it and desire it and then go after it, what we're really doing is we're improving on the basics. Adding.
That's very good what you say. I want to build on this and to tell you even more. I heard from a very big rabbi something very interesting. He says that one time someone was orphan and his father died from a certain disease. This make of this boy to have a willing to be a doctor and to solve this problem. This boy became a really important doctor, and he really saved a lot of lives because he had missing father that, you know, Hashem make him to, you know, unfortunately this time of the war, many, many kids became orphan for in 1 minute, in 1 night. And, you know, it's very sad, but we don't know what is the purpose. You see many, 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 many successful people that their story is very interesting. And they say, I was orphan, and this is what gave me a motivation to do certain things. So, you know, I don't wish to anyone to be orphan and that Hashem will give him a motivation in this way, but definitely Hashem give motivation to people in very different ways. And when you have the motivation and you have the willing, so this willing come to your mind because Hashem want you to have it. And if it's good willing and you will take care of this willing and you go in the right way, you can make the world better. And that's what we say before, but the chasau mat me'elokim, that you can help God to make this world better.
Okay, so the lack is here to motivate us to make the world better by going above and beyond the basic needs and really building on it. I love that. I think that's very cool.
Yeah, that's what Hashem, I think, provide us to understand. Hashem, when he created the world, he created a very nice world. You know, that one of the things that I heard from my son, that he says, God could make everything in black and white. And it could be that you go out and you see the world black and white, but Hashem wanted it to be more interesting, more, more entertainment. Very nice. So we make color and you have leaves that's, you know, now it's like a fall. So we know what we need. And that's what we have also to do. We have to try to get higher level above of what we have.
Okay.
And this is the winning that make the world better.
I love that. Okay. So we, you know, you can live in default land and just be like, okay, what I need, I have, what I have, I need, I don't need anything else. But then the things that you're feeling lack in are here to motivate you to turn to God and to go above and beyond and actually become the thing that is needed in order to fill those gaps. So it's very exciting, I think, because it gives us the, you know, it makes it legitimate to want. You know, a lot of people are scared to want because they've been told, why do you want so much? What's wrong with you? And in reality, that want is something that's really here to serve.
Exactly. And we have to tell to Hashem Yitbarach, if I want something, it's because you put me a will in my mind and I want it. So you have to help me to get it. So now it's your mission, Hashem. You talk to Hashem like you talk to a friend. It's your mission because you put me in my mind to have a will for being this or that or the why. So just help me now to get it. I need a tool. So I want the tool and you can provide it to me.
Okay,
so it's like the egg and the end, but if you believe that God knows our thinking, and also He put the thing in our mind, so He also have to provide our willing to come out, as He will do. And you know, it's only missing it filot. We have to pray to Hashem and to talk to Him, and to ask Him, please, Hashem, help us to do our mission and to do it with your tools that you give us.
Okay, that's really beautiful. What advice do you have to someone who's really stuck? They want to, let's say, join a coaching program that costs a lot of money, or they want to go do something that's expensive and they don't have the money, but they really want it. What is someone supposed to do in that situation?
I tell you something. If you have the willing, if you have in mind that you need something, so you will find out how to manage. And Hashem will help you how to manage. Sometimes you don't even know where it comes. Meaning it's like now you don't have it, but maybe tomorrow you will have. But if you have a good willing, if you have a strong willing, and you tell to Hashem, Bach, you put the willing in my mind, so help me to get it. Help me to get there. So we have to continue to talk to Hashem, and we have to understand who helped us, who put it in my mind, and He will help us to do it. So I think that in your question, for example, if I need something, it means that suddenly I need something and I have a will to do it. So now I ask Hashem to provide me the way to get it. So it's continue to give you a force, to give you a strength, to continue to pray to Hashem and to tell Him, okay, you give me a willing, you give me a want something, I want something, give me now the ability to do it. If I need more money, so send me more money. If I need more power, so get me more power. If I need more support, get me the support. If I need the understanding from my husband or my wife that I really need it, so maybe put in her mind or in his mind that he will understand that it's really something that I need now, and he will help you. Sometimes it's like just time to pray more that the other person will understand the need, and suddenly you have a solution.
Right. Yes. This is so fun because I teach the calm method. This is the method that I created, right? To create flow. It starts with connecting to yourself. You have to know what you want. And when you get in touch with what you want, then step two is ask for abundance. You have to turn to God and say, this is what I want. Now, if this matches up with your will, and if this is in alignment, then show me, guide me, help me. And then step three is listen for the answer. Once you asked God to show you how to get there, it's up to him to show you. And it can come through messengers. It can come through reality. It can come through taking action and seeing results. And whatever it is that happens is going to show you what God wants. At this point, you're already up in the air flying because you're like, oh my gosh, it's an amazing experience. But there's one more step. It's called master a higher level of consciousness. What we just did was we went half circle towards, you know, forward. We have to bring it back to ourselves. And we have to be able to celebrate what just happened. We have to be able to say thank you. We have to be able to come back and say, wow, I see the evidence of why this is working. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I like the method. I like this way. I just want to remind you that first you have everything you need. After, if this is the attitude from the beginning, that if Hashem put you in this situation, that's what Hashem wants you to do. So first you have all what you need, and Hashem put you, God put you in this situation, because that's how Hashem works. He put you in situation. Now, from here, you can build whatever you want. You can say, okay, what is your willing? What do you want to do? And this is by my belief that it doesn't come for nothing that you want something. If you miss something and you want it, it's not because you miss it because you need it, because all what you need you have. It's because Hashem put you in mind that you want to make the world better. You want to make your family better. You want to do your relationship better. You want to do something better. So you wake up in the morning and Hashem suddenly put you in your mind that you want to do something better. Now, how it happened? So begin to ask Hashem Yitbarach to open your eyes to know what is the source to do it, and what are the tools that I need. And God willing, and I pray here with all of you that God will provide us with all what we need, and we'll have what you need and what we want. Like this, yes. The world will be better. And if you do chesed with this, so olam chesed yibaneh, if you do something good with this to someone else, it even better, make it better, and make that Hashem want you to stay in this world longer time.
I love that. So here is something that this brings all together. A lot of people have a hard time wanting because they think that by wanting, they're not being grateful for what they have. Now, if I want more money, it means I'm not grateful for the money I have. If I want the bigger house, does that mean that I'm not grateful for the house I have? If I want more kids, then does that mean that I'm not grateful for the kids I have? And what you're saying is everything you have, you need, and everything you need, you have, this is already given, and you are completely allowed to have both feelings simultaneously because they don't contradict. Your willing, your want is going to build on what you already have.
Yes, and right? the purpose is very important. The purpose. Let's say that I want money. So the question is, why I want money? I want to buy a bigger house. First, I have a house. I have what I need. And if I want bigger house, it's maybe because I need, or I think that I need bigger house. So let's begin from here. And now Hashem put me in my mind that I need to make it bigger house. So now I have to ask Hashem to help me to get there. And this is exactly the message. First is the purpose. When I want something, what's the purpose? Meaning it's like, are you really want it for something good or for something real? Or you just want it because your neighbor had it or because your friend had it? So if you want it for a good purpose, God willing, he will hear your prayer and he will provide it to you. And Hashem has his way to provide everything. You don't tell to Hashem how to provide you. Hashem suddenly put in mind of your father or your mother, you know what, I'll give him a present. Or if you have a friend, that he doesn't want something, but I need, I give you a story. I have a story of a friend of mine that he doesn't have a lot of money, and he has two small kids, and one of the kids told to Abba, Abba, I really want bicycle. And the Abba told him, you have one Abba in Shamayim, you want bicycle? Pray to Hashem. So first, this is a good education, but also it works. You know, the boy, without thinking twice, he went to the corner and he prayed to Hashem that he need bicycle and he want bicycle. You will not believe what happened. After 2 days, a friend of the parents came with a bicycle. And they say, look, we bought it to our son. And he said that it's too small for him and it's not the right color, etc., etc. So he doesn't want it. Here is a bicycle. Maybe you want it. So the boy was very happy. And the parents were even more happy because they don't have to pay for this. And they actually give good education for the kid. And he pray for Hashem, to Hashem. And now we get a bicycle.
Yeah, I think this is a very good point also in marriage. A lot of women say, my husband doesn't give me, or my husband won't let me buy. And your husband is not the source of anything, right? He is your husband, yes. But the source of money, the source of, you know, abundance is God. So stop being so dependent on my husband won't give me and turn to God. And there was one client of mine that said, I really want a prayer book and I can't, you know, he won't buy it for me. And I just really want it. And I keep asking him and he won't give it to me. I said, go ask the one, you know, go ask the right source. Turn up. God can give it to you.
And that's very important. The mighty power.
Same thing. The neighbor was going through her stuff, decluttering, and said, do you need any prayer books? Because I'm giving all these away. She didn't only get one, she got a whole box, right? So you just have to allow God to do his work. Stop trying to control it and tell him how to run the world. Let him do his job. He knows what he's doing.
Right, right, right. We don't have to teach God how to provide it to us. He knows. He knows how to do it. If you want to do it, if you think that this is the right time, so it will happen. It will happen, and we have to believe in this. And we have to believe that when we talk to Hashem, we talk seriously to God, and we don't just pray because we pray. We pray, and we mean what we say.
Say a little more about that. What does that mean, to mean what you say?
It means first, you know, most of the time, especially religious people, they think that they are religious, and they think that they believe in God. You ask them how many words in the tefillah you pay attention to what you say, it will be very, very, very little percentage. If you want really to talk to God, so first you have, remember that I say, Shiviti Hashem Negdi Tamid, that you have to understand, like God is standing in front of you. When you understand that someone sit in front of you, so you're a lot more serious than you just blah, 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 blah. And this is what many times I say to students, you stop blah, 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 that tefillah, especially here in America, that people don't understand what they're saying. And, you know, sometimes 30 years, they just blah, 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 that tefillah. And it's very sad. I tell you this too, it's very sad. I talk many times with my students about this, stop blah, 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 because if you will blah, blah, blah it now, when you will be 50 and you blah, blah, blah it, you know, maybe one day you will say, why I blah, blah, blah it? Maybe I have to understand what he's saying, or maybe I have to stop doing it. And unfortunately, that's the reason that many kids off the derech, because they don't really take seriously what they do. They put tefillin, they pray, but they didn't understand anything that what they say. They just do it as a ritual, because this is what everybody around them do. What happened when not everybody around you doing it, so you just have to derech. That's it.
So you have to mean what you say and say what you mean. I'm thinking, you know, if we actually thought of God as someone who was right in front of us, would you go into a meeting, like a business meeting, and say, blah, 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 you know, just memorize the text and just like say it really quickly to get through it, and the other person on the other side is like, and you want me to invest in this? I don't even know half the words you said, you know?
It
doesn't make any sense. So if we take it seriously, then yeah, it's a big wake-up call for all of us. I'm taking it, you know, first to stop and think, you know, take a
pause. Yeah, I agree. When you say אתה חונן לאדם דעת ומלמד לאנוש בינה, I don't want to go all over the tefillah now, but whatever you ask from God, you have to really mean it. And if you don't have your mind 100% of this, so you actually didn't pray, you just blah, 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 unfortunately. Anyway, yeah. This is like different topic by itself, that how we pray to Hashem. But if you understand that God is standing with you, near you, front of you, so definitely you will change your attitude for good, and then you can ask whatever you want or whatever you need and whatever and ever, because this is like this would be the you know, the smallest problem, what I need or what I have or what I want. The question first, if you understand that God provide you all what you need, and if you understand that God meant that now you will be in this situation. Now, right now God wants us to talk now about emunah. Now, right now, God wants us to be in the middle of conversation about something that can help maybe other people to focus on what they're supposed to be focused and not about other things. So if I believe that now, right now, what happened now in our meeting is because Hashem wanted to happen, and Hashem give us the power and the tools to have it. So this is a very good beginning to continue to the next prayer.
Okay, this is very good. This has been wonderful. Is there anything else that you would like to add before we end?
Yeah, if we're talking about prayer, I think that everybody pray, you know, Matir Asurim, and everybody pray for the Shfuim, and everybody pray for the Nitzachon, and everybody pray for the hostage in Gaza, and everybody pray for the soldier that they will come back in shalom. So we all have to pray with kavanah, with intention, that Hashem will hear our prayer and will give us all what we need in this war, and save our life, and save the life of the soldier and the life of the hostages.
Amen. Please God. Okay, this was wonderful. This is something that is a real treat for me to be interviewing my own father in my own podcast. This is extremely exciting. So thank you for joining me. And thank you everyone for listening and for watching. Make sure you come back next week for another episode. And don't forget to be connected for real.
And that's it. Thank you for listening to the very end. I would love if you can leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. Those are things that tell the algorithm this is a good podcast, and make sure to suggest it to others. Wouldn't it be amazing if more people became more connected for real? And now take a moment and think of someone who might benefit from this episode. Can you share it with them? I am Revetzin Batchen Grossman from connectedforreal.com. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget, you can be connected for real.